John's Gospel, chapter 3. That's believers meeting, right? The book of John, chapter 3. So we've been on the book of John for about 4 years now, 5 years. I know about 2 years ago we looked at the wind blows where it wants. No man knows where it's coming from or where it's going. So is every man born of the Spirit. And then last year we looked at the kingdom of God, right? And we said the kingdom of God is not in meat and drink, but in what? Righteousness, peace, and... No. It's in what? Righteousness, peace, and what? You don't just say joy, you joy. Amen. Have your seat. John 3. There was a man, verse 1, of the Pharisees named Nicodemus. I'm going to focus a bit on that man and his conversation, as we have done over the years. A ruler of the Jews. The same came to Jesus by night and said unto him, Rabbi, we know you are a teacher come from God. For no man can do these miracles that you do except God is with him. So Nicodemus came to Jesus by night. And that's the beauty of discipleship. Total discipleship takes time. So imagine the one who wrote this, John, was not there by night. That means we will all miss out on one of the most popular Bible verses, John 3:16. We would not have a John 3:16 if John had gone home before Jesus went home. Discipleship takes time. And there are folks who don't come for some services and they attend some services. So you choose which one to attend. That means you are going to miss the Nicodemus experience. Hallelujah. He came to Jesus by night. And he said, no man can do these miracles except God is with him. We are going to look at that tomorrow. Because we can make fact, we can make statements that have no basis. He said, no man can do these miracles except God is with him. We'll see into that. Hallelujah. But that will be tomorrow morning or afternoon. But look at Jesus. Jesus flipped the script. Verse 3. Jesus answered and said unto Nicodemus, verily, verily, I say unto you, except a man be born again, he cannot see the kingdom of God. And Nicodemus, he asked a question that is nice. Let us say another one. Say, how can a man be born again? Will he enter the second time into his mother's womb and be born? Come with verse 5 together, what Jesus replied. Jesus answered, verily, verily, I say unto you, except a man be born of water and of the Spirit, he cannot enter the kingdom. Verse 6, that which is born of the flesh is flesh. So, Jesus explains two kinds of birth. So, if you're a good student of literature, two kinds of birth there. That means there'll be a birth of the flesh. And there'll be a birth by... So, is that the two? So, we need to now look at, when it says born again, that one will be a birth by... The Spirit. That was simple, right? So, two kinds of birth. Is that a man is born of the flesh or is born of the Spirit? Paul explains that in 1 Corinthians 2. See, we have not received the Spirit of the world, but we have received the Spirit which is of God. Again, a man can only be born of either. Either the flesh or the Spirit. But look at verse 3, which will be our text, this camp meeting. Except a man is born, can we say of the Spirit, right? Are we going to be right? Except a man is born of the Spirit, he cannot see the kingdom of God. And the word see, I remember we looked at this some 3-4 years ago. We said the word eido, remember? Which means to know. He cannot know the kingdom of God. So that means, listen. Because today and in this day and time, people have labeled Jesus with different things. If you ask AI, who is Jesus? And you ask him 16 times. I don't say him. It must be her. If you ask AI, and say, who is Jesus? 16 times, she can come up with, he can come up with. Some faces I'm seeing say, what do you mean? It's fine. It's equality. I'm trying to be equal. So, he can come up with 16 different explanations of who Jesus is. Some have said he's just a prophet. Some have said, you say he is God, right? Some people say he's not God like that. He's just the Son of God. He said, what do you mean? Not like he's full God. Just like that place. Some say you are Elijah. Some say you are John the Baptist. Some say you are. And the world has a different views about the Lord. Well, what is Jesus saying to Nicodemus? You cannot know the kingdom of God except you're born again. Except you are born of the Spirit, right? That means the knowledge of the kingdom of God is by the Spirit. You can't research the kingdom of God. Research is good. You're going to come up with certain details. It's good to be intelligent and natural. But he's telling Nicodemus, there are things you will not see about the kingdom of God. Of course, the kingdom of God will be about the Father and his children. Right? The ones who are being born by the Spirit. So the kingdom of God will be the Spirit and the ones who are born of the Spirit. Are we right? Alright, good. Except a man is born of the Spirit, he cannot know the kingdom of God. People can write books about it. But the kingdom of God is known by the Spirit. So that means one thing being born again guarantees is that a man will begin to have insight into the kingdom of God. To be aware. You can't know him by thinking about it. You say, I just want to sit down for 1 year and I'm going to analyze. I'm going to do a survey. I'm going to carry out a questionnaire and ask people, who is Jesus? Then I'll bring the results together. Nah, you can't know him that way. And I'm going to explain further during this convention. That's why some people get frustrated in their journey. And they get confused. And a lot of people who are born in church, they start getting agitated, anxious. Who is Jesus? At some point, even if you're a pastor's son, you probably know what I'm talking about. And then, you know, you grew up with morning devotions. Good morning, Jesus, everything. You're forced to pray in the morning. At some point, you begin to ask questions. Who is this Jesus? How do I know him? But you can't know him by just being deliberate. Jesus tells Nicodemus, the insight to God's kingdom can be found by the Spirit. It takes revelation to know the kingdom of God. Not research. He is known by revelations. Not philosophies and ideologies. Look up. Someone said, the world is too... Look up. The world is too diversified. Different tribes. Different countries. You know, there's some countries that they have... in their language. I'm sorry, I'm not, this is not come from you. I'm trying to praise the diversities we have in the world. Amen. Because it can come for you. That's how they talk. If you talk like that at Ojolegba, they can tie you down. Amen. And sometimes you're seeing videos, or if you travel, then you see different kinds of people. In Nigeria alone, we have different kinds of people. Amen. Different tribe. So the world is too big and too diversified that you can, there must be many ways to God. That it can't just be one God. And it makes sense until you start looking at it and say it doesn't make sense. That you can't say this is just the way to God. You can't say this is just one God. That everybody can have different God because the world is big. And I say, how many sons does everybody use? Say one. Okay. So the entire world can have one son, but they can have one God. When COVID came, everybody agreed that the entire world can be affected with one disease. Right? You know, there are some diseases, say black man disease. Suddenly, black men were even joking with COVID. I remember at the beginning of COVID, they said, oh, I pity Africans. The Africans are going to drop dead like flies. But Africans were just making fun of COVID. Some people, they never went out more than that in their life. It was during the COVID that they went out more. Hallelujah. So the entire world shares one moon. And the entire world, everybody's going to die one death. You don't know. Everybody. So you say everybody shares one sun, one moon, a certain disease, but they can't have one God. No. You're trying to get to him by logic. You can't get him by logic. Except a man is born of the Spirit, he cannot see the kingdom of God. He's not talking about one street of gold. No, he's talking about the revelation to know who God is and how he operates. You can only see that by the Spirit. Not by people's experiences. People can have experiences that are not God kind of experiences. They can have experiences that are not in the Word of God. And it's easy for people to project that on you. And tell you, God doesn't want you now. There was a time like that we're praying for one sister. She didn't get healed. And because of that experience, they take it all lifelong. But you can't find that in the Word. In God's Word, he is the healer. You cannot now reshape it and use your own experiences to define the kingdom of God. No! The kingdom of God is known by the Spirit. Now let's go further. It's known by revelation. I say it's known by revelation. I was talking to the leaders yesterday. I said, is it not amazing that demons recognized Jesus before the Pharisees? When the demons saw him, they picked it. Said, it's not yet our time. Don't cast us into hell. The Pharisees were busy arguing. It's not the Son of God. He's healing on the Sabbath. He can't be him. This one that came from Joseph. Joseph from the royal family. He said, no, be Joseph from the royal family. I would have even said it's him. But Joseph now. Capi. Said, Joseph, Capi. Capi the investor. He said, no, be investor. Joseph, Capi. That's what I call himself God. It can't be. Demons already knew that he was the Messiah. Because the kingdom of God is known by the Spirit. Are you there? Those that had the Torah, that had the law, they were still arguing. They were still doing research. We know him. I say we know him. It's revelation that says, not argument, not philosophy. Remember, when Jesus asked, in Matthew 16, when he asked his disciples, who do men say that I am the Son of Man? They began to answer. Some say you're Elijah. John, I think I have an issue with them. Because they saw John. They were trying to be half smart. You saw John baptize him and you're still saying he's John. As in clone, have you what? Nah. Then he asked them, who do you say that I am? Who do you say that I am? Again, at that junction, how do you know him? Huh? Thank you. Then Peter rose up and said, you are Christ, the Son of God. Matthew 16, turn to Matthew 16. You are the Christ, the Son of God. That's verse 16. Verse 17, Jesus answered and said unto him, blessed are you, Simon Barjona, for flesh and blood has not revealed it unto you, but by my Father, who is in. So, Jesus said, you can't know that fact by logic. You can't know that truth by flesh and blood. You didn't research it. It's not your intelligence that brought you here. My Father, who is in heaven, revealed it to you. Are you there? Flesh and blood has not revealed it unto you. So the Christian faith is not flesh and blood. Walking with God is not what you get from books. Books are good. I love to read. Personally, a lot. In fact, year after year, I pick certain topics of interest to just play around. I've picked Nigerian history. I've picked the pre-colonial times. I've picked the moon landing. Just to research. I like to read. Not academics. No, you get what I mean. Just read everywhere. But you see, the knowledge of God is not what you get by just reading. You must see something. Say, flesh and blood has not revealed unto you. It has been revealed by my Father who is in heaven. Look at Acts 9. We see a man. His name is Paul. We're just laying foundations. Tomorrow we'll pick it up properly. Let me give you the background of this Paul. This brother Paul, when you hear his name, and the way we are gathered like this, when we hear his name, everybody will scatter. Not because he collects taxes. No. He kills everybody that say they are Christians. And he has the facts. He has the knowledge. You can't argue with him. Some have rightly called him a lawyer. But something happened to him in Acts 9. The same man who was busy killing the disciples. In Acts 9, he met Jesus. Verse 1. Are you there? Yes, come on, are you there? Yes, and Saul, yet breathing out threatenings and slaughter against the disciples of the Lord, he went straight to the high priest and desired letters to Damascus, to the synagogues, that if he found any of this way, whether they were men or women, that he might bring them bound to Jerusalem. So, he's going to get authority from the government to kill and to imprison anyone. Verse 3. Please fasten your eyes on these letters. And as he journeyed, he came near Damascus, and suddenly there shined around about him a light from heaven, and he fell to the earth, and he heard a voice saying, Saul, Saul, why do you persecute me? Now, was that encounter supernatural? Come on, come on.
Yes,
is it from God?
Yes, sir.
Huh? Yes, sir. Did he fall down?
Yes,
huh? Okay. That's all. Amen. Even got blind. You know, I'll say it this way. I'm careful to say it. There will be things that will happen in the Church of Christ in the coming days and years that we might not understand, but we must not be quick to brush them away. There are room for new experiences. Imagine someone tell you, I went to church. They say, how do you know that God was there? Say, I just fell down and I could not see for a day. Wait. You know, I said this last year. Was it last year? I said, there are some things you see in the Bible, and then you, if it was happening in 2026, let's take an example for Moses' story. And you saw it on Twitter. Say, man splits Atlantic Ocean. I can see the comment already. Someone say, nothing we AI no good do. And I want say, nah AI, AJ. See, and these ones who call themselves pastors, so, right? Because in your mind, you have tailored and you have boxed God to what he can do. Why will he split the ocean? Why will a man fall down? I don't like all these pastors that just come and say, receive it, and people have fallen. That's not how it is. How is it, oh my brother? Since you have much of the spirit and much insight. Of course, I've explained charismatism, and I'm still explaining some things and manifestation of the gift of the Spirit, especially in the local church. But we must not box God up. I say we must not box God up and say, you know what, God, this is what you can just do in my life. All I can do is just sing psalms and speak prophecies. That's all. Every other manifestation, you can keep it. No. Paul met with Jesus and he fell down flat. And Jesus said to him, Saul, Saul, why persecuted thou me? I don't like talking in KJV. It's boring. Why are you persecuting me? Sorry, who was Paul killing? Who did Jesus say he was killing? So, Paul saying, I'm learning something here now. The genesis of the Paul ministry, of the Pauline ministry, was that he began to see Jesus and the church as one. You don't read that. You see that. That is not read. That is revealed. So, you will now understand why Paul will come back in Galatians 2 and tell you, I am crucified with Christ. Nevertheless, I live. This one did not read it. Are you with me? He didn't research it. It was revealed. Because some who was not there, when the people that were there when Jesus died, Peter, they ran, right? He denied him, they ran away. Suddenly a man who was not there came back years later and said, I was there. The kingdom of God is known by revelation. Many struggle with their faith and their dedication to Christ. Waver, you know, and it goes like a sinusoidal wave. Not because they don't have commitment. Not because they are not desirous. You have discipleship, you know, today cold or tomorrow hot. Not because they don't want to serve Jesus. Something is just missing. They've not seen him. Revelation is missing. You see, there are some questions no amount of sermons will answer. It will only take revelation. That's why you must pray. That your eyes see what it shows.
I see what it shows.
Many people are going to church. They don't even know Jesus. Oh, it's good. You're born again. But the experiences of the God kind, the kind of experiences he gives, they've not seen it. They've not experienced it. Because they are trying to find God on the pages of the book. But Jesus tells Nicodemus, except a man is born of the Spirit, he can't see it. That is, these things are known by revelation. Are you with me?
Yes,
come on, are you in church tonight?
Yes,
Luke 24. Luke, Gospel chapter 24. We're just laying foundations and then we kick it off properly tomorrow. I'm going to show you how to stay on fire consistently. I'm going to show you by God's Spirit how to disciple effectively. It's not gra-gra. Amen.
Amen.
It's encore revelation. Amen. Amen. Are you listening to me?
Yes,
it's not by power. It's not by might. What God shows, we will see it.
Amen.
Please have your seat. Have your seat. Have your seat. Luke 24. Quickly. That should be our... Is it last text? I don't know. Luke 24. This story is interesting. So, Jesus had been arrested and had been put on the cross and he had been buried and now he's resurrected. In verse 16, let's start from verse 13. Two of the disciples, they went the same day to a village called Emmaus, which was from Jerusalem about 80 furlongs. So, they talked together about the things that have happened. Sorry, what happened? Jesus had died. They didn't know he had risen from the dead. But they had the gist. They had the rumor. You see that in verse 12. When Peter ran to the sepulchre, stooping down, and he could not find them there. So, verse 15. It came to pass that as they communed together, they reasoned. And as they reasoned, Jesus himself drew near unto them and went with them. But their eyes were holding that they should not know him. And he said unto them, What manner of communications are these that you have as you walk and you are sad? So Jesus met some of his disciples, not the 12. He had many disciples, remember? And they were sad. And you rightly understand. If you have someone that gives you bread and fish at the go, will you not be sad if the person dies? Huh? Well, okay, you don't like bread and fish. So let's put it properly. Fried rice. Garnished fried rice and chicken. Like, you just go for Bible study and you just say, oh, compassion. Oh, they're like sheep without shepherd. Oh yeah, egg rice and chicken. And that's like church service, like normal. With souvenir. You know, they were John 6 now. They even followed him. He said, where are your disciples? We love you. Jesus, go. Jesus said, you are not following me because of kingdom. Stop it, Joe. He said, you are following me because of bread. He said, no, it's not because me, bread. Just said, okay. Jesus said, I will not do miracles. He said, I'll do it now. Evermore give us this bread. So when he died, you can understand. And also, the Jews were under the Roman ruling. So, they were hoping that Jesus was the one that was going to liberate them. And you can understand, someone that rose Lazarus from the dead. Someone they wanted to make king, and suddenly, just disappeared from among them. So they felt, yeah, he's the one. Jimmy, I told you that time. I thought John was the one, but this one, he walked on water. There was a day I saw it, koro. Until they now arrested him. You know, the film will be looking somehow. They arrested him. They will say, arrest. You can't arrest this one now. He will break free now. Watch. And they were watching. Once we just tore the clothes, whack. He said, he's still joking with them. Very soon, what he will just do is we just say, vum, vum, vum. Just hear Sam and everything will go. Then they slapped him. Bah! They spat on him. Andrew say, he go B. You know that thing? I say, Pion. They disappeared one by one. So they were sad. That's hope gone. That's another hope of a savior. So Jesus asked them, why are you sad? Verse 18. One of them, whose name was Cleopas, he said, are you a learner? No, that's not what he said. He said, are you a stranger in Jerusalem that you don't know the things that have happened in these days? Jesus said, what things? Jesus asked a lot of questions. What manner of conversations? What things? You must learn to ask questions, right? But that's what we're going to. And he said, concerning Jesus of Nazareth, which was a prophet, mighty in deed and word, before God and his people. Nah. You see, if you look at Jesus by the ordinary eyes, you call him a prophet. But when Peter saw what God shows, what did Peter call him? The Christ, the Son of God. Two different realities, the same person. It's revelation. He says, a prophet, mighty in word and in deed, before God and all of Israel. How the chief priests and our rulers delivered him to be condemned to death and have crucified him. But we trusted that he is the one that would have redeemed Israel. This is the third day since, and he has not seen him. Even though, verse 22, certain women among us, they said they went early to the sepulchre and they could not find him. And the angel said, he's alive. So if the angel said he's alive, why are you sad? So the event made them sad. Verse 24, and certain of them that were with us went to the sepulchre and found it as the women have said. But they did not see Jesus himself. Verse 25. Can we verse 25 and 26 together? Then Jesus said unto them, O fools and slow of heart, to believe all that the prophet has spoken. Ought not Christ to have suffered these things and to enter his glory? And beginning at Moses and all the prophets, he expounded to them in all the scriptures. So, sorry. Was Jesus there with them? But where was he teaching them from? Huh? From the scriptures. It shows you that you can, you can't know him. Even if Jesus is in your pocket, you will still know him by the word. So, beginning at the prophets, He began to show them in all the scriptures the thing concerning himself. That's not where we're going. Now look at with me. Verse 28. And as they drew near to the village, he made though as though he would have gone further, but they constrained him, saying, abide with us, it's evening, and the day is far spent, and he tarried with them. Verse 30. Here comes the bread again. And it came to pass, as he sat at meat with them, he took bread and blessed it. Someone is giving him, sorry, the way this guy, they break bread, he looks familiar. I say, he's not the one. He's the one. I used to sit in front. Those miracles. I didn't sit for right. See how he cut him? That's how Jesus breaks it. As he took the bread and he broke it. One person already saying, young man, who are you? And he gave to them. Verse 31. And their eyes were open. And they knew him and they vanished out of their sight. Now we verse 32 together, everybody. And they said to one another, did our heart not burn within us while he talked to us? And why he... Oh. Their eyes were open. They now knew that he was the one, right? Come on. But has he been one with them since? Did he walk with them all the way to the village? Did they see him? Did they know him? Till their eyes were open. Your eyes will be open. The secret of a burning heart is revelation. Their eyes were open. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Verse 44. And he said unto them, these are the words I spoke to you while I was yet with you, that all things be fulfilled, which were written in the law of Moses and the prophet and the Psalms concerning me. Verse 45 says, then he opened their understanding that they might understand the scriptures. If you try to understand God by just being going, by just going to church, it will fail you but for a while. It will fail you, but it's temporary. No one can serve God faithfully, lifelong, without revelation. What sustains you is that you have seen him. You have seen him beyond the pages of the book. You have seen him beyond the songs. That's why sometimes we're in church, Christians are singing, what a mighty God we serve. And someone's asking, what a mighty God we serve. You can even part it. We serve, in Revelation. The day it makes sense to you what you're singing. Have you wondered why someone is singing and they are crying? I remember some years ago I was in a meeting. I had to force tears, so everybody was crying. I should not look like the devil. It's close to 20 years now. So it was a meeting. It was a closed door meeting. And they were playing, it was Domwen, we were just singing Domwen songs. You know that? First person fell down on his knees and was crying. And another lady just started screaming, tears just started flowing. Another one just kept quiet and tears were streaming. And we were just like 8 or 9. 7 don't they cry. My eyes were dry. I've never been farther from tears than that day. Oh, man. As I said, pitching myself. Tears did not come because you can't pinch yourself to cry. Your brain will reject it. So I started thinking about all the bad things that have happened to me. When my BlackBerry was stolen. Bad things, sir. There's one small... But that's not the secret. That's not why they were crying. They were not emotional. They didn't need the AC. There was no AC there. There was no strings. You know, there are believers that they don't see God's presence in strings and AC. They start crying. You're running. That's not by the Spirit. If the keyboard goes off, you say, don't show them now. Good. It's almost like the stage play is over. No, we see him by revelation. There's something the disciples saw. The same people that ran away. The same Peter that ran away, that was denying Jesus in front of a little girl. The girl said, I saw you, you are not serving bread. Peter said, me. I'm even allergic to bread. Bread? What do you call his name? Jesus? I can't even pronounce it very well. He said what? Jesus? Oh, Jesus. Jesus. Now I cannot play anything. Let's say that one. Say Jesus. He said, no. Jesus said, I know him, soldier. Peter said, if I know him, make I die. For you to know, I know what he was doing 3 times. The same Peter. when their eyes were open. Peter now stood before 3,000 people and said, men and brethren, listen to me. In Acts 3, they now took him and John. They were beating them. Peter said, you will beat us, tire. He said, we can't keep quiet about the things we have seen and heard. That's the same person that denied Jesus. What's the difference? Revelation. I receive revelation.
I receive revelation.
No, it's not about struggling to know God. The day you see him, you are set on fire. They said, did our heart not burn within us? That's what happens when your eyes are open. What you need is revelation. You're not confused. What you need is revelation. They had the scripture. They had him in their midst, yet they didn't know him. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Are you there? He opened their eyes that they might understand the scriptures. Don't always trust your intellect alone. We are in the days and age of digital media and technology. And I say that not lightly, because I'm saying this because even in the coming years, you are going to see technologies and technological advancements that have not been known to mankind. Recently, I was reading about a company that they are starting to freeze people. You can pay them about $200,000 to freeze your body for 50 years. So people don't want to die anymore. And you're going to pay to freeze. So I can say to them that, no, just freeze me for 50 years. Another 50 years, release me. Nigerian, no Nigerian is paying for that. So don't worry. I know. You know, there's just something about Nigerians. They're not paying for that. Nah. I said, what if the company closes? Nigerians don't have, they don't trust that much. I said, what if the place is burned? As I saw it, me, I already had like 8 things. I said, okay. What if they not freeze it where? Where's your testimonial? We can't have testimonial till 50 years time. So we don't know who has died among them. Let Broadway first do it. if he makes back 50 years time, come on. And that shows you where the world is going. Before you know it, someone is feeling a symptom in their body. The next thing, they're already on ChatGPT. My urine is red. What does it mean? And that one does not have concept control. This is not just a sickness. This changes everything. Is that how it's right? This is not just a sickness. This changes everything. You are who? You come to the clinic and then you say, doctor, so I know what's wrong with me. I know what's wrong with me. So what I have is, I remember one of my consultants some years ago, so a patient came to the clinic and said, I know what I have. This is what I have. So the man said, so you already know it now. All right, you can go. He said, no, what are you going to say? He said, what do you want me to say? You know what you have. So we're in that age. And the temptation is that you want to find Jesus through that route. Many want to read about him. There are atheists that have covered the Bible from front to the back. That can quote any place in the Bible for you. And even explain it scholastically. But they don't know him. I said they don't know him. You see, soul winning is not about you have much information. One brother like that today. He said, I want to go and read the Quran very well so that I can pray to Muslims. I said, nah. You can't use Quran. He said, I'm just looking for the fault in Quran and where it agrees with Jesus. Bro, what you need is revelation and not trance. Amen. There are missionaries who are going to Muslim nations, Islamic nations. They are not even quoting much. But they have revelation. They have seen it. What did Peter say on the day of Pentecost? 3,000 were saved. I said, what did Peter say? What did Peter say? But when your utterance is backed by revelation, there's no impossibility. We receive revelation in this meeting. So don't trust your intellect alone. We are grateful to God for resources. We're grateful to God for Greek Bibles. and scholastic materials. I love it. But there's just a distance they cannot go. That it takes God Himself to open your eyes. Except a man is born of the Spirit, he cannot see the kingdom of God. It's not seen in flesh and blood. It's not seen in logic. It's not seen in intelligence. It's not seen in research. It is seen by the Spirit. John 16, and I think I'll close on this. Yeah. Are you learning something?
Yes, sir.
Come on. John 16. So we said, let's start to summarize what we've been saying. We said, the kingdom of God is not in research, right? It's in what? Revelation, right? That we cannot know God by logic. We cannot know God by the flesh. We can only know God by the Spirit, right? He must show Himself. There are experiences out of the body. There are experiences that are new to man. Paul needed that experience. He needed it. That's why he can write half of the New Testament. Even though he never met with Jesus one-on-one. That's revelation. In John 16, Jesus was talking to his disciples. In verse 7, nevertheless, I tell you the truth. It is important that I go away. For if I go not away, the Comforter will not come to you. So, the I go away, you find it in John 14, when he said, I go to my Father. In my Father's house, there are many mansions. If I also, I go to prepare a place for you. That's talking about his death. When he said, I'll come back for you, it's the resurrection. Alright, so, just to recap that, I think we've thought that before. So, I go, he's in his dying, I'll come, I make a place for you, he's in his resurrection. Alright. But look at it, in verse 7, yeah, John 16. If I do not go away, the Comforter will not come to you. But if I depart, I'll send him to you. Can we read verse 8 to 11 together? When he's come, he will reprove the world of sin and of righteousness and of judgment. Of sin because they be... Wait. So, that means, listen, the work of evangelism is the work of the Holy Ghost. Argument cannot get a man saved. Pastor, I know what to say. I have researched it. I have been doing this for years. That is not what gets people saved. He says, it is the Spirit that will reprove, convince, to make it clear to the world of sin. The highest you can do is to make people feel bad. So you meet someone who says they be confused about their identity. LGBTQ, LGBT, LGBT, and the person comes to you and says, you know what? It's a guy. Then you go, no! The Bible frowns against this. That's not how to win a soul. He says, the Comforter Himself will convince the world of sin. The work of evangelism is the work of the Holy Ghost. It's by revelation, not gra-gra. Of judgment, I remember some days ago, I just started preaching like yesterday. So it's a privilege I'm here today. Amen. Was some years ago. Someone like you were there. So you should be close to 20 years now, sir. And I was preaching, and I used to call it torn or born, because that was what they told me too. That if you don't turn to Christ, you're just born in hell. So, and me, I not even took it more than the person that taught me. I gave it some graphical representation. So when I'm preaching, I just say, okay, let's go. Even in secondary school, so you see as you are going like this, hell is in your front. And they say, who are you to judge? I say, I will judge you. Bible says we are judged. We are gods on earth. That's our girl. We are gentle now. Amen. And I'll go and say, you are going to hell. Amen. I say, you are going to hell. You are wearing trouser? I don't know what my issue with trouser. You know what I changed my mind? It was not even revelation. I saw one skirt. I said, Anna, brother is better. I saw one skirt like that. Went to one for school fellowship. I said, didn't even need revelation. I said, no. Let people wear trousers. If trouser and earring and all of that. And that was the message. Just to make people fear and want Jesus. But that's not how people want Jesus. You can make people fear and come to church. Some are in church because of the fear of hell. I don't want to go to hell. That's not salvation. There's an experience God wants to have with you, where you have fellowship with the Father himself. That is the Christian experience. That is your experience. Amen. It will convince the world of sin, because they believe not on me. Verse 10, of righteousness, because I go to my Father, you see me no more. Of judgment, because the prince of this world is judged. That means the only way you can even see what is happening to the devil is by revelation. Verse 12, I have many things to say unto you. Howbeit, you cannot bear them now. The emphasis is now. He was talking to his disciples because he had not died and rose from the dead. So, there was no spirit of truth. Amen. And that shows you that the four gospels are a bit limited. We're running out of time now. The four gospels are a bit limited. Because Jesus says, there are things I would love to tell you now, but you cannot bear them now. Howbeit, when the spirit of truth shall come, he will bring you into the verse 13. Howbeit, when he, the spirit of truth, is come, he will guide you into all the truth. For he shall not speak away from himself, but whatsoever he shall hear, that he shall speak, and he will show you the things to come. Amen.
Amen.
So when the Spirit of Truth came, after his resurrection, the things that made the disciples sad. Remember? They were sad. Abi, just said, what are you discussing at your side? That same message now became their mandate. What they would have heard, and they would have cried. Oh, Jesus died. You know, some of us, when we're watching this Passion of Christ, you'll not be crying. And that time, you'll not be giving your life to Christ every Sunday, till you forget the film again. Till you watch my lane. And say, how did Jesus die again? So every Easter, only Easter, that's when people remember to rededicate their lives. When they see the name. He died for me. That's not crying. No, you should be seeing that, and you should be saying, thank God he died. Hallelujah. Thank God the man died. Because if he did not die, we remain in our sins. What he did for me. Amen.
Amen.
We sang that song earlier. What he did for me. I said, what he did for me. I said, what he did for me. I said, what he did for me. He did for me. Have your seat, please. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you for your death.
Thank you for
your resurrection. For the indwelling of your spirit. Revelation is what takes you from when you see him on that cross. You say, ooh, I see grace sealed by your sacrifice. I see love reaching for me. Precious blood washes and sanctifies. Healing flow. You set me free. Amen. When I see him on that cross, I see why he did it. It's not time to cry. Because the same thing that made them cry now became their sermon. Look at the sermons in the book of Acts. In Acts 2, it was about the death, burial, and resurrection of Jesus. In Acts 3, you see the same thing. In Acts 5, they preached the same thing. Acts 7, Stephen began to talk about how Jesus is highly exalted. The heavens open. He are the right hand of God. Acts 7. In Acts 8, Philip preached it. And the entire city was full of joy. Amen. In Acts 10, Peter, in the household of Cornelius, he began to preach. And while he preached, the Holy Ghost fell on them that listen. He was all he was talking about. How Jesus died and he rose again. The same event he denied. Now became his. What was the difference, please? Huh? You got it. Amen.
Amen.
When eyes are open, you will now begin to receive a purpose. If you're still looking for a purpose, because you've not found him. You've not found him. You've not seen him. The day you see him, and you will see him. Yeah. In Acts 13, Paul was disputing and exhorting in the temple. In Acts 22, in Acts 26, those are the sermons in the book of Acts. And there was one single focus: the death, the burial, and the resurrection of Jesus. So the very things they did not understand in Luke 24 now became their focus. The very teachings they did not understand. That is the work of the Spirit. Brothers and sisters, we need revelation. What we need in the world is not more scholars. No. That's not what we need. I don't need more scholars to prove that the Bible is true. You know, that's what I mean. They prove to me that the Bible is true. It's not like Chelsea fans. You can't make them like Arsenal, no matter what you do. No matter what you say. You got to semi-final. I don't just go to semi-final to participate. It's not nonsense. Nah? I pray they will have revelation. Because how can a man just be supporting Chelsea? That man needs revelation. He's bound. Hallelujah. I'm not saying you should support anybody, but don't support Chelsea. And any red devil. We step over devils. Amen.
Amen.
I said we step over devils. No, just pastor cannot step. They are under the devil. Literally on the table. Amen. So, what we need is not more scholars to prove that the Bible is true to us. No. What we need in church is not more materials. What we need is the revelation of the kingdom of God. The Spirit of God is working all over the world. Remember when Jesus met them, what did he ask? He said, what kind of conversation are you having? And you were? Huh? So what did he now do? He opened their understanding. Abi? Then they confessed that their hearts burned. Abi? As he opened the scriptures to them. Let's see what that did to them. Luke 24. So they were sad. Why will he die? Why will he die? Jesus died for me. They were sad. But when he was done with them. When he was done with them, bro. Verse 51. And it came to pass, while he blessed them, and he parted from them, was carried up into heaven. Can we verse 52 together? And they worshiped him. And they returned to Jerusalem. I say great joy. I say great joy. Hey, wait. You know what great joy? You know what great joy means? Great joy embarrasses the person next to you. Joy, the joy that the person will be looking at you and say, I should be well. Wait. Were they sad? Were they sad some moments ago?
Yes, sir.
Eh? Yes, sir. Sorry, who now returns to Jerusalem with joy? The same person.
Yes, sir.
What's the difference?
Yes, sir.
The moment you clock it, you have clocked it. The day it clicks, you will see him. Some years ago, I asked the Lord, because I've been, I don't want to say an ardent follower of Reinhard Bonnke. Of blessed memory, because I got saved in the Reinhard Bonnke's crusade, so I followed his ministry. In fact, I'm a partner there by God's grace. And I saw this man, I got one of the newsletters, and I saw they had gone to Nairobi in Kenya, and I saw souls. Man, I said, how is he doing it? God, how can one man take all over Africa? I remember when he came to Nigeria. And Ekiti, Ibadan, Lagos, Port Harcourt, Enugu, and it was everywhere. And I said, how is it that one man is burning for you, Lord, this much? Why is that some people start and stop? And God said, the difference is what they have seen. Peter ran away. And he said, Peter, say, don't crucify me like this. The issue is not whether you want to crucify me. You know, they all died martyrs. The issue is not whether you want to crucify me. Say, I don't want to be crucified like my Lord. Do me upside down. Because here, we die here. Purpose has changed. He sees something now. Something he never saw. Something he never saw before. Remember Moses. Moses was trying to defend Israelites. When the robber hits the road, he ran away. He ran away. The same man, not clone, the same man came back and went to the palace and said, let these people go. Something has happened. He has seen a burning bush. He has heard the Lord. He has seen the Lord. There's an encounter. It's somewhere in between. Some go all lifelong and they don't have it. Some go all year long and they never see it. But I see him. And I hear him. Revelation, that's the difference. The Spirit of God is working. Yeah. So you don't understand Pauline prayer now. When Paul now comes to you and say, I pray, I cease not to make mention of you in my prayers, that the Lord, the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of glory, may give unto you the spirit of wisdom and revelation in the knowledge of him. So you see where Paul is coming from? That's it. That the eyes of your understanding be enlightened, that you may know what is the riches of his glory, the exceeding greatness of his power to us all who believe, according to the working of his mighty power, which he wrought in Christ, when he raised him from the dead and set him at his own right hand in heavenly places, far above all principalities. Listen, Paul was not there. He wasn't there. Amen. Look at me. Paul was not there. He didn't see Jesus crucified. See how he's writing it. Far above all principality and power and name. Every might, dominion, and has given him to be the head of all things to the church. How did you see this, Paul? The ones who were there, they can't even write it. Encounters, revelation, revelation knowledge, revelation knowledge. That my experiences don't overshadow what you show, Lord. Lord, open my eyes. Open my eyes. I pray for revelation. Are you praying about that? I see the Lord. I hear the Lord. This is the house. I see the Lord. I'll see the Lord. Open my eyes, Lord Jesus. Open my eyes, Lord Jesus. I want to know you more. I want to see you more. Fellowship with you more. And we receive the wisdom of the Spirit in the knowledge of you.
Let your light shine in our hearts. We receive your revelation that I